Today's Shiur of Mishnah Briyani is Siman Tes Vav, and we're continuing with Sif Gimel in the halachas of Lahatir Sifsis Mibega Lebega Vedin Nikra Hatalas. We're continuing the halachas of whether one can transfer the Sifsis of one garment to another and the halachas of Hatalas that tour. So now, continuing on Sif Gimel, Talis Mitsuyeses Kehilchasa Shechilkua Lishtai. Regarding a talis that had been properly outfitted with tzitzis, which was split in two. Uvachol Chelet Yeshbo Shir Lehisateif. If each section is of the requisite size for wrapping, Benisha Lechulachas Mehem Tzitzis Achas of Shnayim, and one or two tassels remain on each of them, the tzitzis, and those tzitzis are kasher because ain bo mishum tasev lo minasli, because there's no issue of tasev lo minasli that you shall make and not use from the already made. Let's see, let's explain. Katan ches, u the chol chelek, each section is of the requisite size. If they're of the requisite size for wrapping, then those, it's going to be kasher, assuming one or two tassels remained on each of them. Aval im ein bekol chelek kidei lehisatev, kimo shehu shchiach betalesos ktanim shalonu, kishenischalek l'shtayim, ein bahem shir ituf, nispatel mehem tekev hamitzvah sitzis. But if each section is not large enough for wrapping, as would be common with our talis katans that if split in two, neither section would be large enough for wrapping, the mitzvah of tzitzis is immediately negated from them, meaning neither section requires the tzitzis now, and therefore if one were to leave the tzitzis there and sew a section to some other talis, or sew the two sections back together, these tzitzis will be then suffering from taseh v'lo min ha'asui. Now we talk about large enough for wrapping, talking about large enough for wrapping even a child, right? Then he says, the im yirtze achar kach lachzor ulechaber chelek echad lechavera ulechar chatichad sarach lahatir mitzvah lekol asetiyos. So in this case, that if each section is not large enough for wrapping, like by a talisis tanim, that when they split in two, neither section will be large enough for wrapping, so the mitzvah of tzitzis is immediately negated. So therefore, if one wishes to subsequently reattach one section to the other, or any of one of them to some other cloth, he has to first untie all of the tzitzis and only retie them after mending the talis. V'im chelek echad yesh bo shir ituf ve'echad ein bo, then ain sarach lahati rak me'achelek she'ein bo v'yachar kach yatel bo mechadash achar she'yiskabu achalav in yachdav. In the event that one section is large enough for wrapping and the other one is not, one need only untie the tzitzis from the section that is not. One should put them on again afterwards when the two sections are connected together. Right? Because in this case, the larger section required the tzitzis all along, whereas the smaller section did not. And as such, only the tzitzis of the smaller section became already made, but not those of the larger one. Now, it should be pointed out that this psak really follows the opinion from yesterday of the Derech HaChaim and the Taz quoted in Sif Katan Zayin. But according to the Magen Avraham, because one is merely reconnecting the two sections back together, one does not need to redo any of the tzitzis, even those of the smaller section. Now, the Shaar Tzion points out that the Magen Avraham is lenient in this case, where he's only lenient in this case where at least the largest section requires tzitzis all along. This implies that in the previous case mentioned, where neither section requires tzitzis, even the Magen Avraham agrees that one must remove the tzitzis of both sections and only retie them after mending the talis. We should go into a little chazara of Sif Katan Zayin from yesterday. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, Magen Avraham would allow reconnecting the two sections, even if none of them remain large enough to require the sittis, but that's not implied in the Shaar HaTzion, because he only points out that the Magen Avraham is lenient in this case of the larger, with the larger section required sittis all along. Sif Katam Tes, Ainbo Vechule. The Asitis Shenisharu Ain Shame Psu Alehem, Kaven the Yeshbahen Kede Shir Ituf. So the Mishnah Brura here on the part where the Shulchan Aruch said that if each section is of the requisite size, they're kosher, and there's no issue of Tase below Min HaAsui. So he explains now what's the reason for this. This is because the sittis that remained were never disqualified, never became puzzle, since each section is large enough for wrapping. Therefore, therefore, if one wishes, he could attach to any of the halves of the talus, dektor, a piece, chaticha mi beged acher, a piece of another garment, lasot sitzis chadashim al aknafos chadashim, and make new sitzis on the corners. That is, each section still requires their sitzis, and so the sitzis remain perfectly kosher, and therefore one can go ahead and no problem attach to any of the halves of the talus that tore a piece of another garment and makes new sitzes on the new corners. And he says one can certainly make the half into a complete talus. That is by making two sitzes on the newly formed corners. In the event that one wishes to connect the two sections that split back to one another, some say that one must first untie the sittis from one section, sew the talus afterwards, and then put them back after the sewing. And then put the sittis back on after the sewing. Because if one is not going to untie the sittis first, they would be considered puzzle based on tasev alo mina asui. Aval rov achronim mekilin the sovereign dezel lo avi bechal tasev mina asui. When we call makom tov lahach mina chatila, most achronim are mekel and maintain that this does not come under the category of tasev alo mina asui. But he says it's best to be machmir. This psak here is based on two of the taz's chumras. He maintains that if the sitzes had not been tied to the garment for which they are being used, the sitzis are puzzle as already made. Now, if one connects the two sections of the talus with their sitzis back together, it comes out that none of these sitzis have been tied to the garment for which they are now being used. So initially, these sitzis have been tied to two smaller sections, and now they are all attached to one new larger garment, but no one ever tied them to this new garment. So, and another point is that the Taz maintains that even if one merely attaches two sections of the talus back together, the sitzes are still puzzle as tasev lo min asu. So therefore, the Taz paskins that one must first remove the sitzes of at least one section, mend the talus, and then only retie those sitzes afterward. This way, one ties those sitzes directly to the garment for which they will be used. Now, there is a point that requires explanation. Why is it legitimate to only remove the sitzes from one section and not from the other? Seemingly, the sitzes that are not removed will be puzzle once the talus is mended. Initially, these sitzes have been tied to one section, but once the talus is mended, these sitzes are now tied to the new larger talus comprised of both sections, and no one ever tied the sitzes to this larger talus. So the Taz addresses this point and explains that if one section has sitzes and one does not, the section without sitzes is considered insignificant relative to the one with sitzes. And therefore, as such, when one connects the two sections, the section without sitzes becomes tafel batel to the section with the sitzes. But the section with the sitzis is still viewed as the same garment that it was originally with an extension. And so the sitzis there are still considered tied to the same garment that they had been tied to originally. Thus, those sitzis remain kosher, and one only needs to add tzitzis to the corners of the newly added section. Whereas if two sections are sewn together with their tzitzis, all the tzitzis become puzzle because both sections have tzitzis, and neither one is batel or tafel to the other, and so the garment as a whole, namely the two sections that were sewn together, is viewed as one new garment, and therefore no one ever tied these tzitzis to this new garment. The Achronim point out that there are two independent premises for being makel when reconnecting two larger sections. Number one is the Magen Avraham would maintain that since each section required the tzitzis all along, the tzitzis is not considered asui. That is, he disagrees with the Taz that the tzitzis has to be tied directly to the garment for which they will be used, as we already pointed out earlier. And aside from that, even if one of the sections would not require tzitzis, Magen Avraham would be makel here because one is merely reconnecting the two sections back together. Again, you should go back to the Mishnah Berurah above in Sif Katan Zayin and the Shaar Tzion. In our Sif, the Mishnah Berurah here asking that in this case, where both of these premises for leniency apply, kula apply, one can be makel and repair the talus without undoing any of its tzitzis. Now, what's interesting is that on each one of these two machlekesim, Tazin and Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah seems more inclined towards the Taz. In this case, however, where both premises for Kula apply of the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah writes that we can rely on the Magen Avraham's approach, though he concludes that one should be Machmir Lechatchila, right? The Chazon Ish also agrees with both positions of the Taz, but he likewise paskins that one can be linked Makel in this unique case. We now have an introduction to Sif Dalid, which is very, very complex. The Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph states that if the talus tears within three etzbos of the corner, one cannot sew it up. In our Sif, the Shulchan Aruch discusses three different explanations as to what exactly the problem is with mending a talus torn in this way. Rashi's explanation is that one cannot sew a talus at all within three finger breadths of the corner. In fact, the Bar Halacha will qualify this a little bit, but this is due to the concern that one might leave some of the sewing thread hanging from the mended area, assuming mistakenly that it can serve as a tzitzit string, and so he might add seven more tzitzit strings without realizing that the first tzitzit string, the sewing thread, is usel, is invalid. This is because tzitzit strings must be spun with kavana of using them for the mitzvah of tzitzit. Now, we saw that in Siman Yud Aleph. Some say that they must also be hung from the talus with the intention of using them for the mitzvah of tzitzit. It's another requirement, as we saw in Siman Yud Aleph. And the sewing thread does not meet these two criteria. That is the approach of Rashi. Rav Amram's explanation, as understood by the Rush and Rabbi Yerucham, is that if the corner of a talus tears off and the torn corner is smaller than 3x3 finger breadths, one cannot sew the corner back to the talus because such a small piece of cloth is viewed halachically as non-existent. That is, even after it is reattached to the talus. Therefore, if one reattaches that piece to the talus and hangs the tzitzis from it, it would be as if those tzitzis are not tied to the talus, because the tzitzis are hanging from a cloth that halachically does not exist. It should be pointed out that this approach of Avram, according to the Rush, is presented as Shulchan Aruch understands it, and we're going to see that not all Achronim understand it this way. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tezvav, and finally, we have Rav Amram's explanation, as understood by the Imuke Yosef, that one may not reattach a piece of less than 3x3 finger breadth with its tzitzis back to a talus. This is because the tzitzis, in this case, would be considered asui, tasev lomen asui, already made. Now, Imuke Yosef is clearly the most makel. He maintains that if one removes the tzitzis from the torn corner, it is perfectly permissible to mend the corner and replace the tzitzis there afterwards. we'll see more about this when we get to Sifkat and Tes Vav. Now, the practical halacha of if and when one can mend the talus that tore within three finger breadths of the corner will vary according to these three approaches. So the Shulchan Aruch will now present each of these three opinions and note the practical ramifications of each one. Talit. Nikra hatalis. If a talus tears, toch shlosh etzbos, samuch l'sfas haknaf, within three finger breadths of the edge of the corner, one is not allowed to sew it. Uperish Rashi. I was going to explain, as we gave in our introduction. Rashi explains that this is because we're concerned that some of the sewing thread will be left hanging from the mended area, and then one will leave it there and then add seven strings, right? Right? He's going to leave it there and then add seven strings to it for the purpose of tzitzis. And according to this reasoning, even if the talus just tore a bit, one cannot sew it, lo yitvor. However, according to this reasoning, a woolen talus that tore within three finger breadths can be sewn nowadays. Ha'idna, nowadays, de'ein derech litvor b'chutei semer. The reason is because it's not common any longer to sew with woolen thread. Let's see. Let's spell out Rashi Shita here in the Mishnah Berurah. See, toch shlosh etzbos. So according to Rashi Shita, if a talus tears within three finger breadths, one is not allowed to sew it. However, if it tears above three finger breadths, one can sew it according to all opinions. The Leperish Rashi, Halo Shum Ein Makom Sitzis, Kenoy Marla El Simon Yud Aleph. According to Rashi, because that is not the place of a sitzis, as we said in Sif and Simon Yud Aleph, Ein Lachosh Shikha Chenel Sitzis, and there's no concern that one will use the sewing thread as sitzis. Uleperish Rav Avram Gon, and according to Rav Amram Gon understanding, Isbe Teres Beget, the torn piece, would have the status of a garment. Vafilu im haknafu nikra lagamre minat beged im sitzi yisav. And even if that corner tore off of the garment completely together with its sitzis, afilu hachi mutter lechaber haknaf, one can still reconnect the corner. The sitzis kasher, and the sitzis will be valid according to the Shulchan Aruch. The ataz polig The Taz once again disagrees with this and passes that one must untie the scissors from this corner and put them back on again after sewing the corner of the talus, and one should be machmir, as we mentioned above in Sif Katan Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Chute Semer. So Rashi's Shita was based on the fact that we're concerned that some of the sewing thread will be left hanging from the mended area, and that one will leave it there and then add seven strings to it for the purpose of tzitzis. And according to this reasoning, even if the talus tore a bit, one cannot sew it. But he says that according to this reasoning, a woolen talus torn within three finger breadths can be sewn nowadays because it's not common any longer to sew with woolen thread, b'chutei semer, ela b'shar minim, but rather with threads of other materials. Everyone knows that other materials are invalid. And therefore one will not come to include the thread as tzitzis. Similarly, one can also be makel, according to Rashi, with garments of other materials if he sews it with the thread of materials different from that of the garment. As you know, if a garment is made from other materials, for example, cotton, one can only make its tzitzis from either wool or the same material as the garment itself. In this case, too, as long as one uses sewing thread that is not made from the same material as the garment, there's no concern that one will use the thread as tzitzis. We now continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Amram Perish, Rav Amram understood. This is Rav Amram, as we said, as understood by the Rush, as opposed to as understood by the Mukhe Yosef. So Rav Amram is understood by the Rush. He says, again, we spell this out in the introduction to the Sif, the time of Mishum the Nikra Toch Shalosh Lesbe Torah's Beged Ugaman the Lesed Amit. Rav Amram, who in the Shulchan Aruch understands Rav Amram, he says that the reason is that the Nikra Toch Shalosh, that if a piece tore off within three finger breaths, it does not have the status of a garment and is as if it does not exist. The Lesed Dami, Shulchan Aruch said, Yafagav the Tvara Keman the Psik Chashuv. And that is, even if one sews it back on, it is still considered as if it is detached. The other basis is like tara letalis. And so if one makes the tzitzis on it, this will not satisfy the tzitzis requirement of the talis. Lepevich zet im nikra v'nishdaya kolshu kosher. And according to this explanation, if you corner tore in a way that any part of it remain connected, it is kosher. So sifkatan yud bais. Mishum de Nikra says, because if a piece tore off within three finger breaths, right, it's not considered a garment, and even if one sews it back on, it's still considered as if it is detached, and it's not, it doesn't have a shame of being a garment. So he says, Hu adin in lechatilo be'eis hasiyah habeged, be'eis hasiyah habeged, tafar chatichas beged, papas mishalosh l'sfas habeged, hein ba'orech, hein ba'rochel, behedel ba'sitzis b'chatichas zu, psu'al lideh. He says, the same applies even when making the garment, even if when making the garment at the outset, one sewed a piece of cloth smaller than three finger breadths to the edge of the garment at either its length or its width, and put tzitzis on this piece, it's going to be psula the day. It's going to be possible according to this opinion. The Habi commanded pasuk after tafel abegah, because that piece is still considered detached, even though it was sewn to the garment. The miyatil tzitzis lamala meosach haticha tura, you are tzitzis mechokim mitzay abegah yotem b'shloshes bo'os pasul. And you should point out as well that if one were to put the tzitzis above that sewn-on piece, the tzitzis will be further than three finger breadths from the edge of the garment, and as such, it's going to be possible. Al kein yira az for takas haknaf chatichas beged shalosh shalosh, ayin lekamim b'sif katan d'zayin. Therefore, in this situation, one should make sure to sew a piece of cloth of 3x3 underneath the corner, meaning to say, and one should sew a piece of 3x3 to the corner of the talus underneath the small piece that he added, and then put the tzitzis through both layers. This way, the tzitzis will be tied to a piece of 3x3, which is definitely considered part of the talus, according to this opinion. Let's move weiter. Sif katan yud gimel. The other bay tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch said, according to Rav Amram, lo patra l'talis, that if one makes the tzitzis on it, this will not satisfy the tzitzis requirement of the talis. What does it mean to say? The Tanul Omar, afilu asa tzitzis chadashim b'chatikas haknaf, ha'hu achar shetfar al talis. Afilu hachi lo patra l'talis, etfilu lo chashim chibur b'zeh, ugaman d'pasik adayin chashivim etchila nikra haknaf l'gamrei min abeged. Meaning to say, that even if one made the tzitzis on that corner space, according to Rav Amram, after sewing it to the talus, this will still not satisfy the tzitzis requirement of the talus. This is because sewing the corner piece to the talus is not considered connecting it in this regard. And it would be deemed as something that is still detached if the corner had initially torn off the garment completely. Continuing, weiter, Yud Dalid, Lepevish Zeh, the Shulchan Aruch said, in Nikra Vishdayer Kolshu Kasher. According to this opinion, though, that if the corner tore in a way that any part of it remained connected, it is kasher. It's saying Loimar Afilu Hasitzis Shahayu Bo Beis Shenikra, meaning to say even the sitzis that have been on the corner when it had torn initially, when it had torn, remain kasher. I mean, again, even the sitzis that had been on the corner when it had torn will remain kasher. According to this, the Yesh Machmirim Bezev Svirulu the some are machmir in this case, and they maintain that the old tzitzis become pasul, and so one must place them there anew after the sewing. See the Ber Halacha. So Mishnah Berurah stresses that not only, first he says, that not only can one mend a torn fabric and put the sittes there afterwards. One can even leave the original sittes there because the corner remained connected, even if very slightly, it's still considered part of the talus, and the sittes there remain kosher. That was the Mishnah Brura's initial stress, and he says, but there are those that are machmer. Once again, this is the Taz's opinion. He maintains that if the point where the corner is still connected is narrower than 3 finger breadths, the corner is no longer considered connected. Therefore, one must first undo the sittes and retie them after mending the corner. Now, although the Taz considers the corner disconnected, he still writes that the sittes will be kosher if one reties them after mending the corner. This is because the Taz, the paskins, the halacha, in accordance with the latter understanding of Avram, which we're going to see soon, that sewing the corner to the talus renders it halachically connected once again. The Mishnah Brura is going to paskin this way as well, as we'll see coming up very, very soon. And now we come to the last opinion, that of Avram, according to the Mukhi Yosef, that we just mentioned just now. V'yesh Omrim, back to Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh Omrim, v'le Rav Amram, lo nifsal ela tzitziyosh hayom bo be'es shetfarah. Avon lo'achar shetfarah v'til bil sittis kosher. Some say that according to Rav Avram, only the sittis which were on the torn corner when one sewed it back on become puzzle. But, avalim achar shetfarah v'til bil sittis kosher. But if one put the sittis on that corner after he had sewn it, they are kosher. And he says the Yirei Shemayim should comply with all the opinions wherever possible. We'll see what this all means. Let's go to the Mishnah Brura, Sif Kata Tezvav, the Yesh Omim Dila Rav Amram. What do they maintain? Svira Luhu, Mishnah Brura, Sif Kata Tezvav, Svira Luhu, the Tzvira Chashav Chibur. They hold that sewing the corner back on is considered a connection. The Lo Mifsal Ela Sita Shahayu Bob Eishit Farah. And the only the sittes which were on the corner when it was sewn are now puzzle. Mishum, because of Tasev alom mina asui. Vayim, the Taz, the Cholik al Shulchan Aruch, because of the Kulei Alma Modin, the in La'acha Shetfaro, hit the Ilbo sittes, the Kasha. The Taz disagrees with Shulchan Aruch that there is no machlekes regarding this. He writes that everyone agrees that if one put the sittes on the corner after sewing it, they are kosher. That is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rush and the Mugi Yosef argue in Rav Amram. And he views them as two opinions, as the Shulchan Aruch views that Rush and the Mugi Yosef as two opinions explaining Rav Amram. Taz writes that they are not arguing, but rather one is explaining the other. And Taz therefore concludes that if one first sews the piece of the talus and ties the sittes there afterwards, they are for sure valid according to all Rishonim. That's what he maintains. Then the Mishnah Brura continues on. The Kain Kazav Abach, Mishnah Yekes Vagdola, Vagra, the Bach, the Shirkin Vagdola, the Gra, all write this as well. The Kain Hiskin, the Asad Chaim, and the Asad Chaim agrees, Aval, Mikol Makom, Matsisi, they are Arishona, Yitvor Tachas, Akanas, Mikalas, Shieshbo, Shalosh, Al Shalosh. However, nevertheless, in order to comply with the former opinion, one should sew a cloth of 3x3 underneath the corner of the Talis. That is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rush. Right, he quotes as the first opinion of explaining Rav Amram. He disqualifies the sittes in this case, and one should take this into account. Therefore, if one sews a piece of less than 3x3 to the talus, one should attach another cloth of 3x3 underneath the corner and tie the sittes through both layers. This way, the sittes will be kosher, as the Shulchan Aruch says, according to all opinions, Yirei Shemayim, complying with all opinions. The Mishnah Brura, now Sif Katan, Tez Zayin, Yetzei, as kulam, you'll be yotze, all of them. That's what a Yirei Shemayim should try to do when it's possible. Comes the Mishnah Brura, Al-Kein Noahim, the Torah, B'chol K'naf Me'atalas Chaticha, Shal Beged Shlema, Mishalosh Al-Shalosh, Mishum Debekamet, Bat Begadim, Matsui, Shafilu Ein Chadashim, Yesh Ba'am Tzira, Toch Shalosh, Yesh Psul, Das Avram, Lufi De'er Rishona, V'kenom Al-El, B'sit Kat Yud-Beis. He says, that's why the minhag is, if you see our talasim, the minhag is to sew under all the corners of the talis a piece of cloth that is fully 3x3. This is because it's common with some garments, even if they are new, to have sewn on pieces within 3 finger breadths of the corner, and this would passel according to the Rush's understanding of Rav Amram, and Sifkat and Yedzayin Heichad Efshar, Heichad Lo Efshar, where it's impossible, Natinan the Svaras Rav Amram, Iker, the Gamatira Chashuk Libor, that Rav Amram's opinion is the authoritative one, and also consider sewing. They view sewing to be a connection. That is the authoritative halacha follows the latter understanding of Rav Avram's opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Taz holds is the actual the sure opinion of Amram, even according to the Rush. Now, therefore, one cannot connect the corner of less than 3x3 with the tzitzis, because the tzitzis will be disqualified as taseh v'lo min asui. But if one removes the tzitzis, sews the corner, and only reties the tzitzis there afterwards, the tzitzis are kasher. One need not take the former understanding of Baba Ram into account in a case where it is not possible, it is impossible, nor Rashi's opinion into account. Rashi, once again, that is usher to mend the palace altogether within 3 finger breadths of the corner.